Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand.
Hello and welcome to the Womb Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and today I am sharing with you an excerpt from my interview with Marcia Daronc, who talks about creating our own temple of the feminine arts. So this process, this longing, this calling to create temple space, I'm very familiar with as I'm creating this online temple space. And in this excerpt and in the full interview, Marcia and I talk about how we can answer this call to create temple space, where it comes from, how we can honor our own body temples, how we can create temple space in our own homes, and why creating these more collective community temple spaces is so satisfying. So here it is.
I recently moved to a home where I'm with my son, and I'm creating this temple inside my house, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm inviting people to come and share and be open and learn more about the womb consciousness.
Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. You know, there's several themes that I wanted to hear more about. But this theme of creating a temple is something that we share in common. I'm happen to be doing it in an online space.
Yeah.
And I do it some in my personal in-person space. But share more about that. What do you feel this call to create a temple is? What need is that meeting for us?
So
on the womb healing journey,
I feel that a lot about womb awakening goes to beauty, you know, because beauty is a language that's universal and that touches you, your psyche, your heart, your womb, your whole being. And it makes you go back to that natural state, that original state of remembering who we really are. You know, so anything that we can, or any situation where we can create beauty, you know, either by song or by a space or playing an instrument or singing or poem or, you know, all these feminine arts, dancing, touching, you know, whispering, using plants, herbalism, you know, aromatherapy, or anything that you do and you create more beauty. You know, to me, that's the healing. That's the healing of this planet. And nature is ahead of us because it's very difficult that you find an ugly place in nature. Even if it's a unorganized, you know, even if it's messy, it's beautiful. So it's a way for me to create the eye for beauty. And beauty brings love, and love brings healing, and healing brings presence and embodiment. So to me, when we talk about creating our own temple space, is starting with our bodies, to really realize, you know, what a sacred vessel this is. This is the vehicle for our soul to be, you know, acting in the world. So the more we can create beauty in ourselves, the more we can, and each one has their own way of doing it, you know, like there's no rule, but whatever feels good to you, you know, whatever gives you nourishment and makes you feel good and create this beauty is wonderful.
So that is the preview interview, pre-excerpt of the interview, the full interview, in which we go much deeper into this discussion. And so if you would like to hear the full interview as well as the interviews that I did with 22 other women, including an interview that I had one of those women do with me to talk about my womb-centered healing journey, then please sign up for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit at wombcenteredhealing.com. And the opening ceremony, there'll be a live opening ceremony on the 31st of October, 2018 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So sign up to gain access to that opening ceremony, and there will be several other ceremonies and live bonus events going on during the 12-day or 13-day summit. So look forward to seeing you there. All right, take care.